Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 FIPA in Biarritz in France, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Marcio Debellin, who is presenting his documentary February's. Original title is Fevereiros. So thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about the film and just what it's about?
February's is a documentary about the carnival in Rio that occurred in 2016 in honor to Maria Bethânia, which is our great diva, a Brazilian singer. So just to give a context, in Brazil, carnival, every February, there is a parade where the samba schools, they compete in the parade, and it's like the whole country watches it on TV. People go spend the night at the street watching the parades. And Mangueira, which is the school that honored Maria Bethânia, is the most popular samba school in Brazil. And so when they said, they announced their theme, that they would honor her, I said, well, I might as well film that, because that sounded very important to me. But much more than like a making off of carnival, and because the film went through all the stages of the kind of the building of that carnival. So the constructions of the allegories, the fantasies, the rehearsals, everything is documented on the film. But I didn't want to do a making off of carnival. What interested me the most, I mean, was that there would be so many ways to honor Maria Bethânia. She's a great singer, so you could choose her romantic way, her relation to poetry, because she's a very, very known for saying poetry very well. But they chose her religious life. She's very syncretic. She's from a part of Brazil called Bahia, and in a small town called Santo Amaro. And this region is a region in Brazil which received a lot of black people, enslaved black people who came from Africa, from different regions of Africa. And so they brought with them their candomblé, which is their main religion. But each region of Africa has one type of candomblé. So they brought many types of candomblé to this region. It's a region that originally there were Indians, Brazilian native Indians, the first inhabitants of Brazil. So she inherited a lot of those mythologies, those Indian mythologies. And also it's a part which received the Portuguese colonization. So it's a very Catholic part of Brazil. So it's very syncretic. And all this mix of religiousness, it's in her town. And she has that very strong in her personal life. So
she's very passionate about it.
Yeah, she's very passionate about it. And Mangueira chose to talk about her region, her town, and the theme, the title of the carnival is Maria Bethânia, the preferred daughter of Oya. And Oya is an orisha. Orisha is like how the Africans call their gods. So it's the orisha of thunder, of lightning, of the rain, the showers, and I mean, it's a very strong. It's like it's from the syncretism. It's Santa Barbara. So Santa Barbara in the Catholic Church is like the equivalent. Let's say it's like simplifying to Yansã Oya. So they chose the daughter, the preferred daughter of Oya, and so I said, well, I think that is really important because, you know, there's something about the history of samba. Which is carnival and religiousness have been connected through history. Specifically in Brazil, the samba and the rhythm of the samba came from the rhythm of the candomblé. So the samba obviously has many influences, but the primary influence of samba is the rhythm inherited from the African religion, the candomblé. And in the beginning of the century, the last century, samba was still forbidden in Rio. Candomblé was forbidden. So there was a law which was something like, translated would be the vagabond's law, which would allow people being arrested for making samba in Rio de Janeiro, for making candomblé. So I think there's a history there for me, which is samba came from Bahia to Rio. after the abolition of the slaves, many of them came to Rio, bringing those information of candomblé and of samba. And then samba was forbidden in Rio, and people were arrested. And then, like 100 years later, because 2016, the year of the parade, a singer from Bahia is honored at the most popular school, samba school in Rio, from one thing that 100 years before was outlaw. And so I thought that that connection, that history, I could tell in a documentary independently of what would happen to the Carnival of Mangueira. Because, I mean, Mangueira, what the thing is, Mangueira this year, the 2006, was the champion of Carnival. That's like not a spoiler because everyone knows about it. But, I mean, so I started filming a construction of a Carnival that ended up being the champion of that year. So, I mean, that, let's say, gave the movie the film a happy ending, let's say. But I didn't want to count on it. So I wanted my argument to have a history, like a history background that I said, well, independently to what happened to Mangueira's Carnival, I have a story to tell that begins in Bahia and can link to that singer from Bahia. And so that's, I mean, the film is a film that passes between Rio and Bahia and follows the track of this carnival, honoring one popular singer in Brazil that has a rich universe that people, I mean, get fascinated by it when they get to know it.
Well, so in other words, I mean, I guess part of the delight of working in this film was also that you could record the voices of the people that are very much connected, not only to samba and to the whole culture, but also to the history of this of samba and of the whole culture.
Yeah, and I mean, you know what happened after? I mean, I shot in 2016, and in 2000, and this same year, at the end of the year, there was an election, and the mayor of Rio, which is now in charge, he is an evangelic. He's from the Universal Church. He's a priest, and he's against Carnival, and he's persecuting again people from Carnival. He's persecuting people not in like a direct way as it was, but like in indirect ways. Like he cut all the allowance that the samba schools had. The rituals made at the beach by the African people from that African religion do at the beach at the end of the year. Everything that's related to the samba culture and to the African religion in Brazil, in Rio, is being again once more. So I mean, it's strange, and because like we're seeing things we saw 100 years before that we thought that were overcome, that. And now they're back in like a spiral with another face, but the same issue, you know.
Well, it's strange is that it's so impossible to see the carnival as like a social, historical, cultural thing. Like you know the States would look at jazz, or you know, the St. Patrick's Parade in Ireland, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Is it that difficult?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It is a huge expression of Brazilian identity and Brazilian culture. And for the city of Rio, thinking like business-wise, it's like it attracts millions of tourists. The town is packed of people wanting to go over Carnival. But at this time in Rio, we have a mayor that is really a priest, and he's doing everything he can to undermine the party. So, but Carnival is also about resistance. That's what we learn, actually, because those people, they fought for Carnival to exist. They fought for samba to be allowed to. People would be arrested if they were carrying a guitar in the street. So people, we had a resistance back then, so we could have samba now as we have. So I think it's our turn to resist once more and to affirm this culture and to, I mean, I think that we're going to have a wonderful carnival in Rio in 2018, which is like in 15 days, because people will go to the street. People will celebrate, want him or want him not, we will be there, you know.
Even more people than last year, just despite.
Yeah, yeah. And Mangueira is coming with a theme this year referring to an old samba that says, with or without money, I will play. Which is, he cut all the money that the government would subsidize the party, and they're going to say, we're going to do a poor carnival without money, but with or without it, we're going to play a lot. And that's the theme that Manguera is coming. And I follow this track.
Wow, it'll be even more like the first ones, yeah. The origins.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a very political carnival. Because Brazil is passing, not only in Rio, but we had a coup d'etat. We have a corrupt government. We have many bad things happening in the country. And I think carnival, it's not just about playing, but it always has a political vein on it, and I think it's going to be a strong one this year.
Very good. So time is cruel, but I want to ask you another question, so we'll stretch it out a little bit more.
Okay.
Because I want to go back to Maria Bethânia, uh-huh. And what was it like to work with her?
Well, I've worked with Bethânia before. I made another film, which is called The Wind Outside, which is she has a reading of poems on Fernando Pessoa, the Portuguese poet. And she and Cleonice Berardinelli, which is a lady, which is now 102 years old. When we filmed, she was 97. But she's known for her great knowledge of Fernando Pessoa. And they made a reading, a very poetic reading, and she invited me to film it. So we made a documentary on the reading, but creating a portrait of Fernando Pessoa. So we've worked together in this work and some other works as well. But it is always very, it's always very kind to me to be with her, because she's a person. She's very reserved in her personal life, and I think we developed a trust in each other. She knows that I'm very discreet, and I try to do the best I can not to disturb her. And I knew that I was going to be, you saw the film, I was in her house, her mother's house. I was with her brother, Caetano Veloso. I was with her sister. She tells very personal things she hadn't told before. She and Caetano, they've been giving interviews for like 50 years. They have a 50-year career, and they are like top artists in Brazil. But they told me, they in the film they say things they hadn't said before. So it's like it was a very close conversation. And so so all of that is very kind to me, and I'm very cautious with everything. Regarding her,
very intimate feel to this documentary. And actually, that's one of the things that I really, really love about it, because besides the history, which is fascinating, and I'm fascinated by it, there's also this intimacy, this feeling of intimacy, but at the same time this explosion of like colors and just celebrative kind of imagery that makes such a lively mix. As brothers, they're very close too. Uh-huh. You can tell, right?
Yeah, about the images, you have carnival images, which are colorful by nature, and also the rituals, the parties at Santo Amaro, her city in Bahia, which is also, Bahia has something very special in Brazil. They are the celebrating part of Brazil. They celebrate everything. So going to that party, to those parties in Bahia, that was very colorful and very... it has all the beauty of documentary, because you can't predict how you're going to film a party among the people. And I had to go 2 years in a sequence to do what I did. And place some cameras in the top of the church, and so I could get the whole picture for the people. And there's this complimentary thing. We go to a party with millions of people, and then we go to this house, which is very open to the community, and everyone is there, and then you can feel some intimacy with that.
You find yourself involved in the party. You're not just an outsider looking in. You're actually dancing maybe sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, we chose a lot of traditional music, and they have...
And her music as well.
And her music as well. Her music, Caetano's music... And the music that the bands are playing on the streets, even the carnival, but the bands on the street of Santo Amaro, because it's funny, they have like more than 40 bands on that road that we filmed. They keep passing on, and different bands and different songs. I was very touched by it.
Absolutely. I think this is also good because I was listening to her music, Maria Bethânia's music, all morning this uh-huh. morning. So people that watch it, I think, are going to be want to check more of her stuff out. Thankfully, we live in that age when it's out there. Somehow you can find it on the streaming services. But we're out of time. But it was so fascinating to talk to you about your film, which I remind our listeners is called Fevereiros. The English title is February's. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.